What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Happy New Year. This should come out around the new year, right?
Hopefully. If it's not, Happy New Year's Eve or something.
We've done a lot of positive news stories this year. Last year, we did all the positive things of 2016. This year, we're doing our favorite positive news stories of 2017. We do these every Monday and Wednesday. We've done them for the past year.
Real talk. For real. A lot of people don't quite know that yet, but every Monday and Wednesday, we don't do, you know, a visual like this. We do, you know, the whole podcast or SoundCloud or Google Play, where you guys can listen to us talk about positive news stories that are going on in the world.
Yeah, we've done a lot of them. So we were just thinking we should do our favorite positive news stories of 2017. So if you're feeling down, you feel like 2017 wasn't for you, feel like the world's getting being a worse place or it's more divided, this episode's for you. We have a hell of positive news stories.
Let's knock them out, man.
So my favorite positive news story is the one we did like 2 weeks ago. It was a haircut for the homeless.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a pretty good one.
So like we did this positive news story like a year ago. The man, he was basically in Atlanta. He was giving out haircuts. His name is Brendan Jones, giving out haircuts for homeless people for free.
Right.
So in the wintertime, he was like, man, it's getting cold. I don't know if I can do this anymore. And he came across Sean Johnson, who had gotten out of jail. His mom paid for his barber's license. He had started a barbershop. And it was so good, he had to expand and buy a new one. So he renovated the place, right? And then he heard about what Brendan Jones was doing, so he met him. He was like, why don't you just have your own barbershop? He's like, man, I was looking in to get one, but I haven't done it yet. So he took Brendan Jones to the new place he had bought and gave it to him for free.
Yeah, and that story was amazing in itself. The follow-up on it was amazing because we did do that story a year ago, and then all of a sudden this guy finds him and is like, hey, keys, this is yours, man. I thought it was amazing. He can now continue doing what he's been doing, which is giving back to his community by, you know, cutting up hair for free.
Yeah, so Brendan Jones is still gonna do the haircut from the homeless, except now it's gonna be inside, specialized a couple days a week, while also making some money with his own barbershop. He didn't have to pay for any of the renovations, any of that, because it's Sean Johnson who paid for it. That's amazing, right?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and tell my next positive news story. One of my favorite ones, obviously all of my favorite ones are with Chance the Rapper. But I'm gonna go ahead and go to a quick one. He donated $2.2 million for 20 Chicago public schools. This dude is like...
That isn't even all he did. He donated like 30,000 backpacks. He did the thing with Lyft. He did the thing where he started like the Art and Science Institution.
He did so much. Chance the Rapper in 2017 was goals. And the reason I only brought up one story because, again, I knew JP was going to have some as well. This dude is like goals for a human being. This is exactly what, you know, we're trying to strive to be. We're trying to give back to our community the best way we can. And in his case, he knows he has money. He has connections. He has the way of making sure these kids are receiving the things that their parents can't necessarily afford. And by him donating this amount of money to the Chicago Public Schools, by him donating all those backpacks, by him doing all kind of benefit concerts in his own city where thousands upon thousands of people are coming and donating and just being a part of something so positive. And this is one man doing it. He has a team, but there's one man that was like, hey, we're gonna get this done. We're gonna use my name, use my star power for something positive. I think it's amazing, man. Chance the Rapper is that next positive news story.
He's all the positive news stories. And it just kept coming, too.
I know. It was like every month you were like, what's your favorite story, Tim? I'm like, man, I thought it was a dog story. It's always a Chance the Rapper story, though, man.
Absolutely. So 2017, you know, we had some bad stuff. We had the whole neo-Nazi thing, the Charlottesville thing. It feels like with our current president, race relations are getting a lot worse.
Right.
So we had two positive news stories that show that isn't the case. There was the man that he basically convinced 200 racists to abandon the KKK by making friends with them and listening to them. Do you remember that positive news
story? Yeah, I do.
And then there was the lady that she was a correctional officer, and the neo-Nazi guy got out of jail. He had the Nazi tattoo.
Right.
And she was like, I don't care that you don't like me because I'm black. Like, I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to get you in a better place. And now she's his best friend. He's not a Nazi, and he hangs out with nothing but Mexican people. Like, it's amazing, right?
It sounds legit.
But there's nothing, like there's all this division and hatred that, like, is shown. Like, we feel like But all it takes is listening and a warm heart, and you can do so much.
Absolutely.
Convince over 200 people not to be racist just by listening. Even though they were being hatred, like it was hatred coming at them, they're like, still gonna love you, still gonna listen to you, still gonna try to make you better. There's nothing more powerful than that. That's what we're trying to bring here.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. Well, I have a pretty cool one as well. So, you know, I'm a high school coach for cross country and track and field, running basically. You know, and there's a couple high school stories that we actually, or not high school, but a couple running stories that we actually talk about. One of them I have a video right here.
That you talk about.
Yeah, that I talk about, obviously, for sure. One of them was about a high school runner that carried his teammate that he broke his ankle, or was it his leg?
I remember this. It was definitely his leg.
He broke his leg.
And I was furious because he got it disqualified.
Yeah.
Is this?
So what happened was this kid was running. He had about 100 meters left, and what happened was he broke his leg. His leg just broke. He couldn't move anymore, and his teammate was getting ready to pass him. Instead of his teammate passing him, he picked him up, put him on his back, and they finished the race together. What ended up happening was that both of the kids got disqualified because you're not allowed to touch each other in cross country. But the bottom line was the fact that he helped him finish the race, you know, together, because that's what runners do. There was another story that we did as well that had to do with the runner. It was actually for money on top of that. I think it was like $1,000 cash prize. There was a guy running, winning this race. Body cramps up, he falls down, it's probably 20 meters before the finish line. The dude picked him up and pushed him across the finish line so he can get second place, and the guy that was fell down can get first. And he said, you know, everybody called him a hero, and that was such a great deed. And to him, he's like, this is just the running community, this is what we do. And to me, that's why I wanted to bring it up. It was one of my favorite stories, because it's absolutely right. If you ever go to a 5K for some kind of charity event or whatever that they're raising money for, they're amazing. Everybody there's talking to each other, different races, different sizes. It doesn't matter how much money you make at all whatsoever. We're all out there doing the exact same thing, struggling to breathe.
You're part of the community.
Exactly.
Like what we talked about last week.
Exactly.
Struggling to breathe.
Exactly. That's all we're doing.
That's how I feel about running.
For sure, man. I love the positive news stories in the running community, because they're so unheard of. We're already doing something that nobody wants to do out there anyways.
Do you remember that story? This totally reminded me of one.
Oh, you're good.
The cross-country coach in California that was across from the dog shelter. And so
Yeah, I do remember that. Yes.
So he would take the dogs out of the dog shelter with his kids, and every Friday they would run with them.
Right.
To get the dogs more socialized and get them happier, and just to build awareness for the animal shelter. That was a really good positive news story too.
Yeah, for sure. That was definitely a good running one. I think you actually brought that one up, not me. That was a running story on you, JP.
Yeah. So another positive news story, one of my favorites, is Texas, they voted to end jail time for people being too poor to pay their fines.
Mm. That was at the beginning of the year, wasn't it? That was a while ago.
5 months ago, six, months ago. Seven, Oof. Who knows?
Yeah, that was a while ago.
But that seems so smart and so simple.
It did. It was pretty simple, but it was amazing enough that we definitely had to talk about it on here, because I don't think a lot of people even heard about that.
Yeah, so basically, if you can't pay your fine, in most states, you get hit with a warrant and you get put in jail. And that's not helping anything. If you're too poor, that's why you can't pay the fine. It's not going to help you sending them to jail.
Absolutely. It's going to cost us money.
Exactly, Tim. Exactly. And we always talk about the power of voting up here. Like, we always do the things like, how can you change something for the better? Since you have to go out and vote. Like, we just got to vote and tell our congressman, like, hey, we want this in like our state. And then boom, it happens. It's something that shows you the power of voting in a community.
Absolutely.
And how much good it can do.
Absolutely. Man, I have a favorite story. We did this one a few weeks ago, actually. But the title of this story was, "This is what friends are for." It was a short video clip that my sister-in-law actually tagged us in on Facebook, where the two best friends, one of them was blind. He had a disorder where he couldn't see after the age of like 12 or something. And his friend would watch the game and move his hands on the little cardboard box that he made of a soccer field, and he did it for every single game so his friend can enjoy, you know, just the joy of soccer, because that's what he enjoyed whenever he was a kid. And to me, like, it was just an amazing, amazing video. I definitely want to be able to, I want us to share it on here. I don't know if we can or not, but we'll have a link. If not, it's on our Facebook page for sure. But that story to me was so amazing, to see something so unique. I've never seen anything like that before in my life, just to watch the video and then to hear the story. Basically,
that's because we're not disabled. We don't even think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're walking right past people that are, and we're not thinking, like, how could they watch this game, or how could we make their life easier? This guy took the time. Every soccer game they go to, they go together, and he's moving his hands on this board. When they score, you can see the excitement in his face. Like, to me, it was just one of the most uplifting stories we did all year long.
I'll make sure JoJo gets that.
Take that, world.
I like that. Did you remember the ICU grandpa who would just go volunteer and he would just hold the babies?
Right, right.
That was really good too, because I really liked that one because it was so simple. It was the simplest way to give back. Like you basically, you just hold babies for babies that don't have mothers there or can't, just need extra holding. This is the easiest volunteer job ever, and you're doing so much good.
Exactly. Nobody talks about anything like that. That's why I'm glad you brought that one up, because that was a definitely highlighted one for sure. Do you remember that the one about the kid who got the jersey? I think he was to help aid people in Puerto Rico. He got a soccer jersey, and he was
sold it?
Yeah, he sold it, and then whenever the soccer player found out, you were the one who actually said that story. That was one of my favorite ones as well, too.
Yeah, so the kid had the soccer jersey. He raised money just like, I'm selling this to give back to Puerto Rico. Sold the jersey, gave all the money back to the Puerto Rico, what happened with the hurricane. And then
the player's jersey, who it was, I can't think of the player's name at all right now. I wish I would have looked it up beforehand. It just popped in my head. But yeah, he ended up giving him another, like, no, man, you're going to get a jersey.
He signed it this time.
Yeah, and that's amazing.
Speaking of that, you remember the one with Chris Long where he donated his whole salary in the NFL to education?
Yes.
His whole salary.
Every game he plays, you get paid a certain amount. He donated it for every game that the NFL is paying him or his team is paying him. He donated that to education. Yeah, I definitely remember that one. That was a good one.
So we do a lot of like positive news stories about celebrities that are giving back, and they don't even say anything about it, like nothing. So whenever they like protest or they say something about the community, instead of saying you should stick to sports, like we should actually listen to them, because no one tells us to like I wait tables. No one tells me to like stick to waiting tables whenever I come up on here and start talking politics. I definitely appreciate that. Do you remember this was a really long time ago. There was a guy who was 75 years old. He was going fishing, but he was living by himself. He had no one to fish with because his wife had died. And so he was like, he put a thing on Facebook, like he posted an ad. I think it was on Facebook or Craigslist, like, you might want to come fish with me? And like hundreds of people were like, hell yeah, I'll come fish with you.
That's what's up. I kind of remember that one. I don't remember it too well. I don't remember the follow-up, but I kind of remember like a 75-year-old fisher that was fishing by himself and just wanted somebody to fish with.
Yeah, it's like we talked about the community thing last week. Sometimes you just have to extend your hand, and there's so many people that was just like, I want to fish too, and I'm fishing by myself. I got you, man. Like, I'll go make a friend.
Absolutely, man. I like how you tied that in there to the community. There was one that we did about a yellow car. I think it was somewhere in Europe. It was a yellow car. He had a yellow car, and somebody made fun of him, so somebody posted on social media, and it was like over 100 yellow different type of vehicles.
I remember that one.
Yeah, I just remember the picture in my head of the article for some odd reason. But I thought it was cool. It takes a community to support you. You know, every time you feel like you're alone, there's a lot of people out there that are going through the same thing you're going through or can relate somehow, and that can help you cheer up. I mean, you just got to, exactly like you said, you know, extend a hand. Hey, I need some help over here, guys.
Absolutely. Do you remember the homeless shelter? That they got a 10,000 donation because they were about to be closed down. And they got a 10,000 donation from a guy that used to live there that was homeless.
No, I don't remember that one. That sounds amazing, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the actual story.
We definitely should call this episode Do You Remember, though.
Yo, I'm thinking of the Earth, Wind, and Fire song. Do you remember the 21st of September? Like the September? Have you, Earth, Wind, and Fire?
I
you don't know who Earth, Wind, and
Fire
is?
I know Earth, Wind, and Fire. Okay. I don't know that song. Maybe if I heard
the September one.
How does it go? How does it go, JP? Let's hear this.
It's the Do You Remember the 21st of September. I'm not singing because I'm
Do
super
you remember?
Modern. There we go.
Yeah, I got you.
There we go.
Hey, I need super producer JoJo. Make that sound good.
Put some auto-tune on the thing.
Please do.
I'm one of those people that I like to sing. I'm just really bad at it.
Got you. Same here.
What's your go-to karaoke song, Tim?
Man, go-to karaoke song. I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. Buffalo Wild Wings every time.
Mine is, if I'm by myself, it has to be the Make a Man Out of You song from Mulan, or the
He said Mulan. Okay, keep it going.
Or like if I'm with a girl, it's gotta be A Whole New World, Aladdin. Or the one it's like someone you used to know, if you're with a girl. Somebody that you used to know.
Okay, JP.
And if you're with a guy, it's gotta be Nothing But a G Thing.
None but a G thing, baby.
Anyway, back to the positive news stories. So basically, it was a homeless shelter, and it was their, they had an outreach program, and it was about to close. And they got a $10,000 donation from a guy that used to stay there. And that's like crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because like, we did that Jamie Zumwalt interview, best interview we had. Like,
she's amazing.
Jamie Zumwalt is the hero. Please go listen to that.
For sure. Shout out to her.
She talked about, like, there's this stigma in society that poor people are the stingiest, they're the laziest. She's like, that's the exact opposite. She's seen, like, homeless people do some of the most charitable things imaginable. And that just, it shows it right here.
Absolutely.
Well, seems like the more money you get, the more selfish and, like, independent. Like, you don't want to help anyone out where you feel like I'm justified because I worked hard for this.
Touché.
And this just shows just how, just the integrity of poor people in America.
For sure. Man, I can remember a few off the top of my head, like everywhere in the world is planting like a billion trees right now. And I thought that was amazing. Everybody was like, I think it was one country, man, I wish I could remember what it was. It was like a billion trees in one day or something, or a million trees in one day.
Iran or Pakistan?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I'm just happy that everybody's planting trees in all reality. We need to instead of cutting them down. So that was a positive.
You need some oxygen whenever you run.
Absolutely, you know? Let's stop struggling to breathe, guys.
Do you remember the Baltimore story?
No, sir.
You really liked it. Okay. It was the one where they gave all the kids free eyeglasses that needed them, and all their test scores started going up.
Wow, really?
You don't remember this?
No, thing? I'm like drawing a blank right now, which it's cool for me.
So Baltimore, poor section of Baltimore, they took like all these kids and they gave them all eye tests, and they gave them all free eyeglasses, and then all their tests went up, like all their grades went up, everything. Funny what happens whenever you can see. A little bit of healthcare goes a long way.
Now that's amazing in itself. I didn't even realize that happened. We talk about so many positive news stories, like, they go in and out sometimes, man. I know you got some more. What else you got?
So, do you remember this, like, the Salt Lake mayor that went undercover in the homeless shelter?
Yeah, man, that was amazing. Oh, I can't believe he did that. He didn't even tell anybody. He just left.
Yeah, I'm just not going to show up to work for a few days. I'm going on vacation. But in actuality, he was going undercover in a homeless shelter to get information to help the growing homeless issue.
Yeah, actually, he was in a homeless shelter one night and then on the sidewalk the first night or something. He wanted to see the difference between, like, why are people choosing to live on the streets versus the homeless shelter. And that was a mayor. We're talking about the mayor of Salt Lake in Utah. We're not talking about, like, just an average Joe that is a server like yourself and myself, but we're talking about the mayor, you know, a political leader.
Yeah, that's the people we want to get. Like, we elect those kind of people to do stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And he was living up to that obligation and just going above and beyond.
Absolutely. Man, I do remember that story. I was, like, in shock whenever I read this. Like, there's no way this can be real. And whenever, reading the whole thing, talking about the whole thing, that's something you just don't hear of. Like, that's an everyday hero right there.
And I feel like people still haven't heard of it because, like,
right?
Instead we, like, We need to talk more about this. That's why we're doing what we're doing.
Absolutely.
The last one I have is basically it was the Porsche. They had their most successful year ever. So they gave every employee from the like janitor to the engineer basically a $10,000 bonus instead of just keeping it for themselves and the high up executives.
I think it's amazing.
Yeah, like I'll take a 10 grand bonus, please.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, man. That was your last one right there?
Yeah.
There were so many positive news stories we had that we didn't cover that are popping in my head now. Like Deshaun Watson, the quarterback from the Texans, donated his first check to the cafeteria ladies where, you know, he worked for football because they do such a hard working, you know, they work so hard. So he donated that. There was J.J. Watt who donated everything, $10 million to Hurricane Harvey.
All the Hurricane Harvey stuff was crazy. You remember that picture where it was like a line of people? You know, it was like, these aren't people getting supplies, it's people lining up to volunteer.
Yeah, I do remember that.
The video of like all those trucks trying to get off the highway with the boats in the back trying to get in there to help.
That's amazing, man. That's
where the community came from. Like we talked about that last week, the power of community. When disaster hits, you see that. It's like, I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care what your skin color is. We all have this problem with this flood, and we're going to help everyone out regardless.
Absolutely, man. That's why we're here, though. we get to focus on stories like that. How cool is that? Like, we get to come over here and talk to you guys about positive things that are going on in the world. We're not focusing on the negative.
To hopefully make your day better.
Absolutely, man. It's amazing to me.
And help build faith in the people around you.
Tú sabes.
I just found one we just did recently. It was the Iranian weightlifter who donated his gold medal because it was the Iran earthquake.
Ah.
And he donated his gold medal to just, like, raise money to help people. Like, you worked your whole life to get this gold medal. You put in hours in the gym, and you're like, I'm just gonna donate it to give back because all these people are hurt. Like, that's the definition of selfless. It's the most valuable thing you have. You're giving it back to help people you don't know.
Absolutely, you work that hard for it, and then all of a sudden you're giving it away. It's amazing what people do whenever people are in need. And I'm so happy we're able to talk about so many positive news stories. Again, there's so many more that we didn't even cover, man. I'm thinking about so many that are just going through my head. Like,
yeah, we're covering like 10 a day. 10 every Monday, 10 every Wednesday.
Minimum of 10. Because there's days where you have like 13 and we're just rolling.
That's not even thinking like all the science stuff. Like, we never, like all the scientific breakthroughs, we totally didn't talk about right now.
That's true. We have, you know, a science with JP. What is it called? JP? I'm sorry. I'm messing
science
up.
Science is cool with the positive truth.
Yes. But it's really with JP. Every now and then I have one cool little science story.
We didn't talk about any of the positive dog stories we've had.
We didn't talk about any of the dog stories. I do remember that one kid that used to go over in a superhero costume, wore the Flash, Spider-Man, Batman, Superman to feed his cats at his aunt's house.
I have no clue. I can't remember that one.
He was like real scared of or his aunt had this one cat because they have like a cat shelter in their house, and this cat didn't want to have anything to do with anybody. And he came over one day at the age of 3, helped this cat out, and the cat got a shot. He was starting to eat, was more comfortable around people. And then he would come over once a week to help out with the cats. And he thought he had like a superpower. So he would always dress up in like superhero clothes. Like, he wore a Flash costume, a Spider-Man, everything, Batman, Superman, anything you can think of, he pretty much wore every time he goes over to help feed the cats. And I thought it was just amazing because he had a Flash costume on, of course.
I think I kind of remember that one. Do you remember the one of the guy who was getting engagement pictures? He saw a kid fall in the river and he jumped in and saved him?
Yeah.
That was your positive news story. Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah, that one was pretty dope, man. There's so much good going on in the world, man. I wish we could cover it all. I really do.
Yeah. That would be a very long podcast.
Absolutely.
Man, I had another one I was thinking about. It's totally gone. Totally gone. Oh yeah, you was talking about the Justice League one. The kids, you remember the ones where the artists,
the photographer did all that? Yeah, man.
And with the kids with disabilities.
Yeah, man. I remember that one actually. I wish I saved that video because that video was amazing.
So basically, I feel like we're not really talking about them. We're just kind of boom.
We're letting you know all the positive things that happen. Our favorite positive ones anyways.
So like the kids had disabilities and the photographer dressed them up as Justice League heroes and took photos of them, like, it was the best. Like one kid was missing an arm, so they made him cyborg, put him in the cyborg outfit with his background. They were really good pictures.
Yeah, they were like movie quality for sure.
But I think we should stop, or we'll just gonna keep on going for hours.
Absolutely, because I don't even need the computer anymore. They're just popping in my head like, yo, remember, was it Tennessee stop? You don't have to pay for tuition.
All the drone stuff, you remember the drones in Australia?
Delivering burritos and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and like, prescription drugs to help people.
Yeah.
The drones that were like helping with fires because they were like spotting them. The drone that saved the people that were lost in the hike.
Science is cool with the positive truth.
Mm.
Mm. Maybe you guys should start listening to our Monday, Wednesday episodes a little bit too. You guys definitely can catch all this and more on our Monday, Wednesdays episodes. Again, they're there for you guys to help uplift
your day.
Should
we just announce what we're going to do next year that we've been hyping up?
Let's do it, man.
So we're going to make little videos to post on our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter about the positive news stories. I'm going to try to make them like once every week.
Definitely going to work on some as well.
And we're going to try to get them out since, you know, we post the articles, but most people don't read them.
True. They'll like them, but...
Yeah, like most people, they're just like, oh, they'll read the headline. They're just done with it. Like no one wants to stop and read. So to adjust to that, we're going to start posting Instagram, Twitter, Facebook videos of just a summary of our Monday, Wednesday episodes with some couple cool pictures and videos. So you want to check that out. Hit the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. All the links are below. Email us if you have a positive news story. Yeah, we're going to keep on trying to get better. Keep bringing this positive news. We're talking about lowering the fear of mass shootings beginning of next year. I think I'm done, Tim. Do you have a positive quote?
I do, man. The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. And Walt Disney.
Nice. Indubitably. But so yeah, that's what we're trying to do here. Please like, share, and subscribe. It helps us out so much. Happy New Year. We're out.
Stay positive.